Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off 6 Vande Bharat trains from Ranchi through video conferencing. Also lays foundation stone and dedicates various railway projects worth 660 crore rupees in Jharkhand. Prime Minister also releases first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to beneficiaries, 32 crore rupees transferred digitally to bank accounts. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announces to resign from CM's post in 2 days. Death toll in building collapse in Meerut rises to 10, 5 rescued. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion of Onam. And IMD predicts extremely heavy rainfall and moderate flash flood risk over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna, through video conferencing from Ranchi Airport. The flag-off event of 6 Vande Bharat trains was scheduled in Jamshedpur. He also laid the foundation stone and dedicated various railway projects of Jharkhand worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. Mr. Modi reached Ranchi Airport this morning to proceed for Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to low visibility and inclement weather. Addressing people through video conferencing, Prime Minister Modi said the operation of Vande Bharat trains will enhance economic and cultural activities in eastern India, including Jharkhand and the neighboring states.
आप सभी जानते हैं आज देश और दुनिया से लाखों की संख्या में श्रद्धालु काशी आते हैं काशी से देवघर के लिए वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की सुविधा होगी तो उनमें से बड़ी संख्या में लोग बाबा वैद्यनाथ के भी दर्शन करने जाएंगे इससे यहां पर्यटन को बढ़ावा मिलेगा टाटा नगर तो देश का इतना बड़ा औद्योगिक केंद्र है यातायात की अच्छी सुविधा यहां के औद्योगिक विकास को और गति देगी पर्यटन और उद्योगों को बढ़ावा मिलने से झारखंड के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अवसर भी बढ़ेंगे
Prime Minister Modi also released the first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees was digitally transferred to the bank account of beneficiaries. Besides, sanctioned letter of 32,000 houses were distributed. House warming ceremony for the newly constructed 46,000 beneficiaries was also held. Addressing the people, Mr. Modi said 2 crore additional houses will be constructed in next 5 years.
आज यहाँ झारखंड के हजारों लाभार्थियों का पक्का घर बनाने के लिए पहली किस्त जारी की गई पीएम आवास योजना के तहत हजारों लोगों को पक्का घर बनाकर दिया गया है घर के साथ साथ उन्हें शौचालय पानी बिजली गैस कनेक्शन की सुविधा भी दी गई हमें याद रखना है जब एक परिवार को अपना घर मिलता है तो उसका आत्मसम्मान बढ़ जाता है वो अपना वर्तमान सुधारने के साथ ही बेहतर भविष्य के बारे में सोचने लगता है उसे लगता है कि कुछ भी संकट हो तो भी उसके पास एक अपना घर तो रहेगा ही और इसे झारखंड के लोगों को सिर्फ पक्के घर ही नहीं मिल रहे पीएम आवास योजना से गांवों को और शहरों में बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार के अवसर भी तैयार हो रहे हैं
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has reached Jamshedpur and addressing a public meeting at Gopal Maidan. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the Chief Minister's post after 2 days. He said in the next couple of days, a meeting of the Aam Aadmi Party MLAs will be held to decide a new Chief Minister. Mr. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly election in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year, along with Maharashtra elections. Addressing the party workers at the party office in the national capital, Mr. Kejriwal added that he will not sit on the chief minister chair until the people give their verdict.
फरवरी में चुनाव है आज इस मंच से मैं मांग करता हूं कि ये चुनाव नवंबर में कराए जाए महाराष्ट्र के साथ कराए जाए और जब तक आपका फैसला नहीं आएगा तब तक मैं जिम्मेदारी नहीं संभालूंगा और मैंने जैसे बताया 2 दिन के बाद मैं अपना इस्तीफा दूंगा जब तक चुनाव नहीं होते तब तक मेरी जगह आम आदमी पार्टी से कोई और मुख्यमंत्री बनेगा अगले 2-3 दिन के अंदर विधायक दल की मीटिंग होगी और विधायक दल की मीटिंग में अगले मुख्यमंत्री के नाम का तय किया जाएगा
The Supreme Court had granted him bail in the Delhi excise policy case on Friday. The BJP has termed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's announcement of resignation from his post as a PR stunt to restore his image. Talking to media, party spokesperson Pradeep Bhandari alleged that Mr. Kejriwal now understands that his image among the people of Delhi is not of an honest leader.
देखिए अरविंद केजरीवाल का पीआर स्टंट है उनको ये समझ में आ चुका है कि दिल्ली की जनता के बीच में उनकी छवि एक कट्टर ईमानदार नेता की नहीं परंतु एक कट्टर भ्रष्टाचारी नेता की हो चुकी है आज आम आदमी पार्टी एक कट्टर भ्रष्टाचारी पार्टी के रूप में देश भर में जानी जाती है अपनी इस पीआर स्टंट के तहत वो अपनी खोई हुई छवि को वापस पहुंचाना चाहते हैं
The fourth edition of Global Bio India 2024 concluded successfully after showcasing India's biotech prowess. The three-day event was themed on the potential and opportunities in biotech innovation and biomanufacturing and its impact on the bioeconomy. In Global Bio India, the country's biotech startups unveiled 11 products that showcase the country's emerging talent in biosciences. The event was organized by Ministry of Science and Technology between 12th to 14th of this month in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Nagpur this afternoon to inaugurate the digital tower at Ramdev Baba University. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will be present on the occasion. The Digital Tower is a 12-storied building consisting of digital classrooms equipped with the latest systems catering to the needs of computer science and emerging technologies. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The death toll in the building collapse in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh, has risen to 10. The three-story building collapsed in the Zakir colony of Meerut yesterday evening. Rescue operation completed this morning and the debris has been cleared. Five people have been evacuated. Meerut District Magistrate Deepak Meena said there were 15 people in the building when the incident happened. Rescue teams, including the NDRF and SDRF, worked whole night to clear the area. Five people were killed and four others injured in a road accident in Dhule district in Maharashtra. The incident occurred this morning when a speeding private passenger vehicle collided head-on with a van. Among the deceased are three women. The victims have not yet been identified. The injured, including the driver of the private vehicle, are receiving treatment in Dhule. Preliminary reports indicate that the driver was intoxicated. The investigation is currently underway. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has instituted a new section as part of the International Film Festival of India, or IFFI, 2024 for young filmmakers called the Best Debut Indian Film Section 2024. The 55th IFFI is slated to be held in Goa from 20th to the 28th of November. These selections will highlight the creative vision and unique storytelling approaches of young filmmakers, providing a platform for new talents and showcasing the work of emerging directors. Entries for the Best Debut Indian Film Section are open now and the last date of submission is 23rd September. The Supreme Court will continue hearing on R.G. Kar Medical College Suomotu case on Tuesday. The Apex Court has taken Suomotu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last month. A three-judge bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachur will consider the fresh status report of the Central Bureau of Investigation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has greeted all the technocrats on Engineers Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, engineers are the backbone of the nation's growth and innovation, advancing progress and shaping the future through their vital contributions. He also paid homage to the visionary engineer, Bharat Ratna Sir M. Visveswaraya, whose enduring legacy will inspire engineers as they forge Bharat's future. Doordarshan completes 65 years of its glorious journey today. Established on 15th of September 1959, Doordarshan marked the beginning of India's TV broadcasting era. The then President, Rajendra Prasad, inaugurated the first broadcast on that day. Today, Doordarshan provides television, online and mobile services reaching both the metropolitan and regional areas as well as the international audience. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion of Onam. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, Onam is an occasion to celebrate the rich cultural heritage and traditions of Kerala. President Murmu said, the festival of prosperity also encourages people to promote social harmony. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the festival Onam weaves communities together through cherished traditions and serves as a heartfelt reminder of the enduring values of compassion and sacrifice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also conveyed his greetings on the occasion of Onam, and he prayed for peace, prosperity and wellness all over. Members of the Indian diaspora in Sri Lanka are celebrating Thiru Onam today. The celebration of the harvest festival of Kerala, which symbolizes prosperity, secularism and harmony, was marked by traditional Pukkalam and Onam Sadhya at several homes. In addition, the traditional Kasavu saris and Mundu give the celebrations a traditional appeal. The festival marks the homecoming of the legendary ruler King Mahabali and showcases the unique customs, traditions and cuisine of the state. In foreign news, in Egypt, at least 3 people were killed and 49 others injured in a collision of 2 trains yesterday in Sharqiya Governorate, just north of the capital Cairo. According to Egypt's Ministry of Health, 5 persons are seriously injured. Governor of Sharqiya said all passengers were evacuated from the 2 trains and efforts are underway to restore train traffic on the railway line. Egypt's National Railway Authority said in a statement that a committee of railway specialists is formed to determine the technical causes that led to the accident. At least 16 people were killed and 40 others injured after a fuel tanker exploded in Haiti. Regional Civil Protection Authority said the explosion occurred yesterday when people were attempting to illegally collect fuel from the tanker following an accident in the Calabasie area of the Nepes department. Officials said many of the injured who were taken to a local hospital for treatment were in critical condition. Haitian Prime Minister Gary Conille said on social media that civil protection and public health teams are assisting the victims. Tropical storm Bibinka left the Philippines with 6 dead and at least 2 missing. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council said the 6th tropical cyclone to lash the Philippines since January this year has affected over 2 lakh people in nearly 300 villages. Almost 14,000 displaced villages are in government-run temporary shelters. Storm Bibinka, which damaged infrastructure including roads, bridges and houses, exited Philippines yesterday afternoon. However, it continued to bring rain after enhancing the southwest monsoon. An average of 20 typhoons pound the Philippines yearly, triggering severe flooding, landslides and other extreme natural disasters and resulting in heavy casualties to human life and destruction of crops and properties. Back home, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall and moderate flash flood risk over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today. The weather agency predicted very heavy rainfall for Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. Additionally, parts of Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim and Assam may experience heavy rainfall during the day. The IMD forecast light to moderate rain with thunderstorms for Delhi NCR region. Ace Indian javelin throw athlete Neeraj Chopra finished at the 2nd position with a best throw of 87.86 meters at the Diamond League final in Brussels last night. Neeraj missed out the top spot by just 1 centimeter margin. Paris Olympics bronze medalist Adanson Peters hurled the spear to a distance of 87.87 meters to claim the top position. In the Chess Olympiad 2024, the Indian team in both the open and women's category achieved an impressive win in the 4th round held in Budapest yesterday. The women's team will face Kazakhstan in the 5th round today, while in the open section, Indian team will face Azerbaijan. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off 6 Vande Bharat trains from Ranchi through video conferencing. Also lays foundation stone and dedicates various railway projects worth 660 crore rupees in Jharkhand. Prime Minister also releases first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to beneficiaries, 32 crore rupees transferred digitally to bank accounts. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announces to resign from CM's post in 2 days. Death toll in building collapse in Meerut rises to 10, 5 rescued. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion of Onam. And IMD predicts extremely heavy rainfall and moderate flash flood risk over Kanjetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand today. And with that, we end the midday news.